Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You're the day one. So do it for yourself. You're the day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, June the 9th. Saturday, June the 9th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got a continuation of the genetic engineering series. This is actually part 8, if you will. And we want to talk about the missing link of this genetic process that allows you to regene or to regenerate a particular ruling disposition to activate the genie in your genes. And today, my brothers, today, my sisters, is extremely important because even though this is you know, on the pay-per-view, even if it's on the free channel, but it's still a part of the original series that I started about a week ago about genetic engineering. Now, today we're talking plainly, without all of the science, if you will, that we've been discussing during the series. We want to talk about, again, the missing link of how to heal yourself, increase your wealth, increase your wisdom and your connectivity, the ability to connect with other people using what we talked about during the series, which is the scientific word of phonons, which means sound, and photons, which means light. So today I need to give you the key that we've been talking about for the last 7 hours, and this is hour number 8, if you will, although it's separate. Today I'm talking about one of the things that I've learned over my 50-plus year journey, and I have an opportunity to do something that I love to do every day. And as I'm talking to clients and I'm talking to people, I get to talk to people who tell me they want immediate measurable results, and then I watch their actions that are exactly like the way my actions used to be, which was I was all bark and no bite, meaning I had good intentions, but I had no actions. And I remember talking to my sisters a few days ago, and they was telling me, reminding me of when I was a little boy growing up, I was the opposite. I was all action and no talk. I really didn't talk that much. I was kind of a shy, introvert kid, but I got in a lot of fights and I got in a lot of trouble because I was an action guy. So if anybody messed with my sisters, I would always, or you know, even my younger brothers and I kind of lost myself over the years because of my purpose. So the missing link that I need to break down for you today is that your motivated abilities payment, your payoff, is actually your problem. Now, the reason why this is so important is I talked about yesterday the difference between going from great to greater to greatest. There is a transition period. Now, I posted a video on my YouTube channel, and hopefully you have an opportunity to listen to that YouTube video, because I want to talk about how many of us are stuck in the transition period because that's our currency that's releasing, that is releasing dopamine, but it's not our greatest work. So I can only speak for myself. I'm in the transition period in pretty much all four areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Now, the problem is in the transition period, many of us get stuck because what you do in the transition, you cannot do in the state of being great, but you're transitioning to being a greater version of yourself. During the transition period, you're kind of in no man's land because the laws that allowed you to be great are different from the laws that allow you to be greater. And if you do not connect with someone who can teach you those laws metaphysically using telepathy, meaning they can model the behavior in front of you. Now, you cannot know what you don't know. For example, your definition of love is your definition of love based upon your experiences and based upon your life. Your definition of wealth, your definition of health. Now, I know people right now who tell me they are healthy and their kidneys are gone. And they go to dialysis every day and or every other day or whatever they do. And they tell me and they eat and they continue to live their life as if they are healthy because their definition of healthy is different from mine. The transition period, brother, the missing link is the ability to identify the thing that allows you to be comfortable being uncomfortable. The missing link is the fact that you are satisfied with being unsatisfied. The missing link is the fact that your body is releasing dopamine and serotonin, and you think that is wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. And so since if you are anything like me, you've been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled, you've been lied to. See, I thought I was wealthy when I was working 3 jobs, and I was sleeping in the parking lot of the post office in between the job of the post office and the UPS and the San Antonio Light newspaper. And I would come home and I was paying all my money to take care of my first wife back then and my kids. And we had 2 other kids that was living with us that we had brought in. And because I am a 6, because I am a provider and a protector, I was getting my payment. What is my payment? Attaboys. What is an attaboy? Same shit that you get on Facebook. A pat on the back for being a good house nigga. Now, you ain't got no money. You ain't got nothing. Now, I'm talking about myself. This is where I came from. This is why this is so dangerous. Because right now, your attaboy is, maybe you spend all your money on clothes, and then you go out into the club, and everybody look at you, and they say, attaboy. Maybe you got, you know, fake chi-chis and a fake butt, and you go out there, and the dudes look at you, and they say, that a girl. Maybe you're working for a job. They treat you like trash, but you stay in that job because while you're at that job, you the head Negro in charge, and so you like that, again, ability to control, and so you're the attaboy. Whatever your attaboy is, brother, whatever your attaboy is, sister, that is the fake payment. That's not the real payment. Now, I was accustomed to receiving fake love, fake joy, fake peace, fake gentleness, fake meekness, and fake self-control because I had not experienced real. If you don't experience the real deal, how do you know? The only way to know is if you model. If somebody comes into your life and they model the behavior in front of you, you cannot know what you don't know. This is the hardest lesson that everybody has to wrap their brain around. So let me say this again, because, and let me give you some of the science behind the fact that you are a biological system that works upon a particular way that the internet works. Now, this is biologically proven many years ago by a Russian scientist by the name of, I can't even pronounce the name, is PJOTR. You can go to Google, Facebook, any search engine and type it in. His last name is spelled G-A-R-J-A-J-E-J-E-Z. I don't know how to pronounce the name. But anyway, doing this research, this Russian biophysicist and this cellular biologist, similar to what Bruce Lipton did in his work and what Dr. Emoto did in his work, which is what I talked about for 7 hours, the fact that you are, your genetic material is controlled by you. Unfortunately, many of us don't know how to do that control. I didn't know, so let me speak for myself. I was not taught that the silent words that I think to myself that I never ever share with no soul on this planet forms my DNA or codes my DNA. I didn't know. Maybe you know. I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought it was like advertising. I thought it was people in my life. I thought it was books I read. I thought it was the Bible. I thought it was the Reverend Dr. Bishops. So I went to church, you know, like everybody else. And, you know, I try to hang out with good people. And I saw somebody I liked, and they liked me. And then, you know, we try to, you know, kick it. So I thought I was drawn to people that was drawn to me. I didn't know that I was unconsciously drawing people into my life that matched the lowest vibration of my life, meaning my negative habit pattern. There is a vibratory rate that we've been talking about inside of this series, and we talked about it again. So I highly recommend that you get the series that we just did on genetic engineering, because it's called a transposon or transpondon. Or a transpose. It's the word disposition, but the word T-R-A-N-S from a biological point of view, meaning it's the ability to transport what they call activator genes. Now, Dr. Barbara McClintock was the first one to really break this down back in 1950. When she did her research and she showed that there is activator genes that move about your genome, they jump from one gene to another. That's why the sins of the fathers pass down to the son. That's what the Bible says. That just simply means that the cells are arranged in a chromosomal order. There's a definite order. So there is a genetic map or structure that is multicellular, which is what I do in the life management system. So this is called DNA therapy. In English, that just simply means your genes turn on and off based upon the spiritual voice that you speak to yourself when you're not speaking. In other words, while I'm talking, your brain is telling you, I don't know what the hell that nigga's saying. Or your brain is saying, man, Dr. Will is dropping some deep shizness. Or your brain is saying, damn, I wish you hurry up. It's lunchtime. Or your brain is saying, your brain is talking to you. And your cells are listening that we talked about before. Now, the missing link is how you control what you say to yourself. That's the missing link. The missing link is you're not paying attention to yourself. Because if you was, you wouldn't be in the position that you're in, however great that is. Now, remember, the position that you're in is great. But there is a greater position, and then there is the greatest position. So it's not that you are in a bad place. Let me say that again. Everybody, most people, they're doing pretty well. You are a biological computer. This is the secret of the universe. What's the secret of the universe? Your body works exactly like the internet. Now, the internet is wireless. Most people have a wireless connection. They have Wi-Fi, as I talked about in the series. Your body is Bi-Fi, B-I-F-I. Since you are a Bi-Fi system, that means that you biologically send out a Fi or a frequency that connects. This is, understand it, if you were to do some advanced bio research, and you will see that the Vedic and the ancient texts talked about how all of the ancients knew this. What did they know? They know, or they knew, that the same principles behind the internet and social networking is the same principles behind biology, meaning you are a digitized person that is connected to a digitized globe that connects you to a digitized God or heaven. Everything is digitized or biologically connected. Now, the problem is, how do you control your biological frequency, your Wi-Fi or Bi-Fi that you're sending out? Nobody, very few people, understand how to control or write the narrative. Now, what I teach in the life management system is what I do for myself, is I write the script. When I found this out, I started writing my own script. Now, before, the dominant culture wrote my own scriptures, that own script. They say, boy, you're a black man, therefore you can't own a business. You can work for somebody, but your dark behind can't own shizness. So where I'm from, I didn't see no black man, and he didn't own no business. All the black men I knew, they did the same shizness I did. They had a job. And so I had to rewrite that script that says black men can run businesses. And then I had a bunch of businesses, but none of them were successful. So I had to rewrite that script and say, not only can black men own businesses, they can own businesses that are successful. And then I reached a level of success, you know, making a couple of $100,000 a year. And then I had to write another script that said, now, how did I rewrite the script? Let me tell you how to rewrite the script. I set my intention. That's what you got to do. Right now, today, you got to set your intention. What does that mean? That means you got to tell yourself, self, now remember, this is not done out loud. You don't go talk to nobody. You don't call nobody and gossip. You don't get nobody. You don't have no prayer partners. You don't do. Now, I'm not saying that that does not work. I'm just telling you real deal, Holyfield. I'm just telling you what I, you know, what worked for me. I tell myself, self, not only are you going to be successful doing what you love, and you know, you did pretty good last year, made a couple of $100,000, so that's good. Pat yourself on the back. Go take you out, buy you a nice steak dinner, take your ass back home and get to work. But I had to see that modeled in front of me. So one of my upline that I call one of my friends works. This person is very focused on purpose. Now, what does that mean? Something motivates this individual to get up every morning and go to work. Rain, snow, shine, you know, 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day. Doesn't matter. Now, it's interesting because this person doesn't have to, but he or she does. So I had to watch that modeled. And then I had to figure out how to put that in my brain. So this is what I did. I decided that I wanted to change my clientele. So one of my life coaches, again, upline, if you want to call it that, has always said, and my sisters said this as well, and people have told me this, and I've noticed this and said this myself, that I came from a place where the people in that place needed the ability to see or have hope because we had learned helplessness or learned hopelessness. And so I drew that to myself unknowingly. So all of my clients way back, you know, in the day 15 years ago were just like me. I didn't know that since I didn't pay my bills, I drew people that didn't pay their bills. I didn't know that since I was always late, I drew people into my life that was always late. I didn't know that since I didn't have no work ethics, I drew people in my life that didn't have work ethic. I didn't know that whatever I vibrate, I bring people into that same vibration. So I connect with people that are on a lower vibration because I was on a lower vibration. Now, I blame the white man, the blue man, the green man. I blame the people. I was angry and I upset, especially with my first group, you know, way back, the first Eagles Club. And, you know, I had a bunch of people we met and nobody paid me. Now, I was on Facebook posting up, you know, I was a Facebook hero, but I was a real life zero. I was faking the funk. Now, I had good intentions, but they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I didn't know. But I couldn't figure out why nobody was paying me. Now, I had a bunch of clients, but everybody wanted assistance for free. And I care, so I was giving them stuff for free. Because I thought, well, you know, they got good hearts. They're good people. They're just like me. They want to do better, but, you know, they just don't know how. So I felt sorry for them, and I extended, you know, love to them. At least I thought I was helping, but I didn't know that I was enabling them. I didn't know that I was empowering them to continue the generational curse of poverty. Now, again, satisfaction is the father of ignorance. Now, I'm explaining this. And I'm taking the time to explain it because a lot of people that's listening to the sound of my voice, this is what you're doing. You're satisfied. You're great. You're satisfied with being great. And then if you move to a transition, there's a change. That means you got to have more focus. You got to have more discipline. You got to have more order. You got to be firm. You got to be firmer. You got to be fairer. And you got to be more consistent. Now, I'm firm. I'm fair. And I'm consistent. Now, that's good on great level. But to go greater, I got to be firmer. I got to be fairer, and I got to be more consistent. I got to be more focused. I got to have more discipline. I got to have more order. I have to, again, over, under, and understand. That's the missing link. The missing link is when you go from great to greater, that transition period, you cannot get stuck in the transition. Because then you are satisfied with being unsatisfied. What does that mean? That simply means that because you have enough money to, you know, get by, or because, you know, life is okay, or because you are satisfied. Now, you're not happy. That's a big difference, but you're satisfied. Now, satisfied means that you are comfortable because you are afraid to take the next step. Now, the reason that the fear exists only when clarity doesn't. Let me say that again. Fear exists when clarity doesn't. Let me say that one more time. Fear can only exist if clarity is not present. I don't think you got it. Let me say it one more time. It is impossible for you to be afraid if you can see. You are only afraid when you can't see. Now, you cannot see because someone is blinding, someone is tricking, there's a smoke, there's an illusion, there's a past history of flawed ability that prevents you from seeing, especially in relationships. So this ability to not see, again, limits you from moving forward because I am not going to drive around. If you ever notice when you're driving and you're on a brand new road and at night, you drive a lot slower than driving at night on a known road. You know every curve. You know every dip. You know the stop sign. If I'm driving in a new neighborhood and I've never been in that neighborhood and it's dark and I can't see, I drive a lot slower than during the day and I can see because the curve says 20 miles an hour. I'm probably going to do 15. But if I know that curve, I'm going to do 30 because I can see and I have known history. So when we talk about going or being successful, whatever that definition is for you, it's extremely important to number one, understand that where you are right now is awesome. However, you've been bamboozled because you're made in the image and likeness of God. So if you're made in the image and likeness of God, you create just like God. Now, the way that God creates is God does something that your DNA does. You are a kind of a genetic engineer. That's why I did the series on genetic engineering. Your job is to engineer yourself. That means that there is a set of genes that do not work in isolation, meaning your genes work in a network or a group. The ability to remove and modify and introduce your genes to a positive or negative system. Now, what does that mean? I'm making, let's say, like in my case, let me give you a real life example. So, you know, I'm making a couple of hundred thousand dollars, and I decided that I want to be a millionaire. So the moment I made that decision, now a lot of my existing clients fell off. And all of my new clients, they're already millionaires. Or they have the mindset of a millionaire. They carry, they walk, they act, they talk, just like millionaires. But I got the ideal by being with, by watching, by hanging out with someone who has the work ethic, who understands the thinking and carries themselves as a millionaire. Now, let me make sure you understand how my life changed financially. So my life coach, if we want to use that term, exposed me to something that I had never been exposed to. Now, this is extremely important. This is the missing link. If you can get this, your life will never be the same. So my life coach modeled a particular behavior. Now, let me tell you something. It was painful. It was painful because that behavior required accountability. It required authenticity, and it required honesty. I had not experienced that at that level. Now, remember, I'm great, but I want to be greater so I can be my greatest. And my life coach told me something. All you got to do is be honest. Now, I had never experienced that. I didn't know what the hell that meant. Now, I came from the hood where you do everything covert. You don't tell nobody shiznits. You don't put your stuff out in the street. And you do not say you're going to do something before you do it because somebody else will take it. In other words, you don't go tell nobody, hey, man, this is what happened to me when I was 14. My best friend stole my girlfriend because I told him I liked her and I was talking to her. I didn't know he liked her too. So he went behind my back. So where I'm from, you don't be honest. Where I'm from, you don't open up and be authentic. Where I'm from, you don't put energy in unless somebody's putting energy into you. That's where I'm from. Now, all my clients now are totally different from the original Eagle Club members that I had. Most of them. Why? I did one thing that you have not done. The one thing that I did that you probably have not done is I exposed myself to success. What did I do? I said in my brain, I'm great right now. $100,000 a year is good. But I want to be able to fly. I want to be able to travel the country. I want to be able to be a provider and a protector, not only for my children, but for my friends and my family. That's what I said. But I wasn't. And I hadn't seen it, so I ordered it. How did I order it? Remember, anytime you make a declaration, remember, this is nonverbal. This is inside of your brain and your heart. Anytime you make a declaration that is fueled with emotion, that's how you order the universe. That's the missing link. See, the missing link is first you got to see it before you can be it. So I had to see it before I could be it. So again, remember what I saw. I saw my life coach doing things that I was not willing to do. What was that? Working in work when, like, you are the supervisor when you're not. Work for a position that you're not in. In other words, be the owner while you're an employee. That's what I saw modeled in front of me. Now, I had never seen it modeled. So when I saw somebody like doing stuff, okay, that's not your job. Why are you picking up the trash on the way into the office? You're not the janitor. But an employee won't do that. But an owner will. Now, a owner will see some value in you that you don't see in yourself. Now, I'm trying to express to you the missing link. The missing link is when you are able to see. Now, remember, if you can't see it, you can't be it. That's why we are afraid to move. And our genes don't activate unless we, again, can see. So the missing link is your ability to see, to that, because your biological internet is activated in the biological grid. Just like, again, you are a digitized version. Your biology, the internet is reverse biology. That's all they did. The way that they made the internet is by understanding your Wi-Fi. Now, if you can understand that all systems are connected, even though they don't look like it. Nothing is isolated. Everybody's connected. Now, your connectivity is deepened when it's what I call toe curling. What does that mean? That means it's intense. What does that mean? That means that your heart is in it. What does that mean? That means that you love it. So most people are like me. They're doing things they do not love. That means if your heart is not in it, you can't win it. So you have to order things that you love. Now, that is done automatically from your gut. Your gut, you have a feeling, but we override our feelings because of fear or because of past negative experiences that limit us from seeing because we can't move forward. So our gut says go left. Our heart amplifies what's in our gut. That's our intuition. So our intuition says go left. The heart multiplies it, again, according to heartmath.org and all of the Dr. Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, and, you know, Dr. Emoto, all of these guys that understand how the heart works, because the heart is an electromagnetic machine. It amplifies the thought. You got three brains. The first brain is in your stomach, in your gut. The second brain is in your heart. The third and the weakest brain is in your head. But most of us use our head instead of our heart and our gut. So you can only get what's in all three places. The Bible says one standing alone is easy to defeat. If it's in your gut, nothing happens. Two standing alone will conquer. If you can get your gut and your heart involved, pretty good. You know, you do like me. You make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. But if you can get your gut, if you can get your head, I'm sorry, your heart and your head on the same place, oh, man, your life has changed. Right now, I cannot express to you how my life has changed. I can't, you know. There's no way I can put it into the English language. And all I did is what I'm telling you. I just decided to make it okay for me to be okay. What does that mean? See, where I was from, it was not okay for you to be happy. That's what I was taught. Remember, satisfaction is the father of ignorance. If you're satisfied with crumbs, that's all you're going to get is crumbs. If you're satisfied with being great, now there's nothing wrong. Please hear me. This is extremely important. There is nothing wrong with being great. Even though the option to be greater and to be your greatest is available, if you like great, because if you try, if you make the transition to go from being great, let's just say you get a house built and you want to get that house built, bigger, better, nice neighborhood, but that payment is kind of like, damn, man, I like paying, you know, $800 a month. If I get this new house, that's $1,500. And it's a transition. The old house is sold, so you're in the transition. So you move into a hotel, you sleep on somebody's sofa. That's the transition. If you have fear, you stay in the transition. You destroy greater. You have to go back to being great. Never move from one place to the next if your heart ain't in it, because you can't win it. So a lot of times I made the attempt to go from being, you know, great. I said, okay, I want to be greater. And then I stepped out of my great and I went to be greater. And during the transition, fear stepped up and said, Negro, what you doing? You just a poor black man from Forsyth, Texas. Sit your ass down. And I said, yes, sir. And I went back to being great. Now, again, 20 plus years of doing this, stepping out of the box, going back. I get out, go back. Get out, go back. I actually got out, moved on to greatness, experienced greatness, and got scared because I said in my brain kept telling me, you're just a poor black man. You don't deserve to be happy. Go back to prison. Go back to Egypt. Now, your brain is going to tell you the same thing. You're going to get out of Egypt. You're going to do exactly what you remember the story? They was out of Egypt. They left. They was in the desert, and they said, Moses, why'd you bring us out here to die? At least Pharaoh gave us crumbs. And they built a golden calf, and they said, yo, Moses, we're gonna go back to doing what the shizzing that we did in Egypt, Holmes. At least you brought us out here to the desert. They got in the transition. Now, you may be in that transition state. And while in the transition state, that old man going to tell you, at least in Egypt, you got your own bed. It was a raggedy bed. There was roaches everywhere. But now you're sleeping on somebody's sofa. Go back to Egypt, bruh. In Egypt, there was roaches. The food was, you know, it wasn't that great. But hey, guess what? At least you have a roof over your head. Now, you went out here. You stepped out here. You called yourself going to be the man. And now you're crashing and burning. And so during the transition period, the old man is going to come back to get you back in the box. You have to expect that and know that. So just because you do, again, I'm in the transition period, so I'm going from making a couple of $100,000 a year to making over $1 million a year. So this time next year, I'll be making over $1 million a year. How do I know? Because all my clients, they all make over $1 million a year. You know what they're all doing? They do stuff different from what I do. So I'm getting ready to go to California and hang out with some millionaires. Why? Learn. You bring about what you think about. So now remember, 3 months ago, I didn't have these clients. What changed? What's the missing link? The missing link is intention. When you woke up this morning, did you set your intention? Now, intention is not conscious. I can sit up here and say, I want to be a millionaire all day. And there's a little voice in my head that says, fool. If you don't get a grip on life and sit down. Now, the thing that made it easy for me was God told me, hey, same thing that you do in fitness works in finance. Now, I'm a master at fitness. I don't know nobody that can out-fitness me. Nobody can out-fitness me. So God told me, yo, homie, what do you do in your frequent intense training system? That way you can lose 30 pounds in 30 days. And you've been doing it for 20 years. I just dropped about 20 pounds. Well, I just woke up one day and just said, yeah, it's time. And then I just dropped 20 pounds. So then the father said, the same shit that you do in fitness works in finance. I'm trying to help you today. This is the missing link. I got a lot of clients that I am losing because I changed my intention. You're barely hanging on. You want to quit. And I've been telling you, don't quit. Because I got the answer to your problems. Because remember, you can't solve nobody else's problems until you solve your own. Until I move forward, I can't help you move forward. The reason why you can't take the next step to go to get into the transition period is because you have not established your intention based upon something that you have seen. Now, remember, back in the day, nobody could run a sub-4-minute mile. You guys remember that? It had been years and years. In fact, they said, same thing with the 100. Nobody had run under 9 seconds, under 10. Nobody had run a 9-900. Years went by. And then there was a guy, I forgot his name, that ran a mile in like 3 minutes and 59 seconds. The next week, 20 people ran a sub-4-minute mile. After that, 30, 40, 50. For you know what? Everybody was running a sub. Now, yeah, what is a mile? Everybody running sub-4. If you ain't run a mile under 4 minutes, then you're not Olympic material. Same thing with the 100-yard dash. I forgot who was the first man to run. I remember Ronaldo Nehemiah was the first hurdler. I was a hurdler. Ronaldo Nehemiah, so let me talk about something that I know. Ronaldo Nehemiah was a skinny dude. They tried to, he got drafted by the San Francisco because he was fast. Tried to play football. He got broke up. He went back to hurdling. Nobody had run the 120 high hurdles in under 13 seconds until Ronaldo Nehemiah did it. And after people saw Ronaldo Nehemiah run a sub 13 second 100 meter high hurdles, everybody and their grandmother was running a sub 13 minute, 13 second. I don't know why I'm saying minute. High hurdles. What am I saying? You can't do it if you can't see it. What you see is what you be. Now, the problem that everybody has is seeing. Now, the Bible called it sin. Seeing, sin is seeing. Seeing is sin. Now, in the original text, the word sin comes from the original word is hamantano. Now, the word hamantano or hamantero means living without the ability to see, living without your lot, living without your share, living without your destiny. That's what sin is. Sin is living a life without purpose. Now, purpose is what you are designed for. So that means that's who you really are. So sin means you're not being authentic. You know, and I remember my life coach told me, like, dude, like, all you got to do is be authentic. And, yeah, you'll blow up. And I said, now, remember where I'm from is you don't be authentic because then people know you, the real you. Now, if people reject me and I'm being fake, I don't care. Because it's fake. But when you reject me, if I'm being real, ooh, that hurts. Why? Because that's my core. You cut me to the white meat. You cut me to the bone. If I give you my heart, if I open up and expose my soul, and I give you everything that I am, if I dedicate myself, remember, if your heart is not in it, you can't win it. The universe only responds to your heart. It doesn't respond to the head. So I always live with reason and logic. No love and compassion. Now, I got love and compassion, but my love and compassion was limited by my reason and my logic. That's what you're doing. Not you, but, you know, people you know. So there's three things you need to have: your gut, your intuition. Your intuition, that's the Ruach, that's the pneuma, that's the Holy Spirit. That's number one. A lot of people don't follow their heart, me being one of them. Why? I was scarred, man. I mean, like, for real. If you put your heart out there, what if people reject you? Now, I was rejected when I was a little kid. So I learned quick, keep your heart in your pocket, homie. You just go out there and you just present to people what you think they want to hear. So that's what I did until I met my life coach. Until I met someone who was authentic, someone who was real, someone who had this ability to carry themselves in a way that was open and honest and transparent. Now, that has nothing to do with money, but that is the current. Money is a feeling. It is not a substance. That's why it's called currency. Now, money is the thing that everybody likes to talk about. That's why I'm using that as an example. But health is a currency as well. It's a feeling. So do you feel healthy today? If you don't feel healthy, you're not healthy. I don't care how healthy you are. If you don't feel it, then you're not healthy. I don't care how much money you got. If you don't feel it, that money will leave you. If you don't feel wealthy, you're not wealthy. If you don't feel healthy, you're not healthy. If you don't feel wise, you're not wise. If you don't feel connected, if you don't feel like you're in a great relationship, you're not in a great relationship. Feelings, because feelings is the language of the universe. Feeling is the biological internet. Feelings are the thing that connect us. According to all of the ancient texts, phonons and photons is the thing that connects or activates the genes. In other words, it's like your cell phone. Cell phones connect. That's why they call cell. They activate the cells. Now, cellular communications, your cells communicate with each other. So in order for you to be disease-free, your cells must communicate. You know what stops cells from communicate? Sludge, mucus. You know what mucus is? Acid. You know what acid is? Eating acidic food or acidic thoughts, meaning it's not green, leafy, or it's not lean. Green and lean produces an alkaline state. Mucus is the result of the white blood cells fighting the acid that you put in your body. meaning fast food, sugar, candy. So the white blood cells go, we call it, you know, snot or pus. That's mucus. Now, no disease cannot exist in an alkaline body. So mucus, as Dr. Sabe said, again, who is my mentor in the health department. So Dr. Sabe told me, boy, all you got to do is get the mucus out your body. You can eat anything you want. You can do anything you want, but you got to get the mucus out of the body. You like to exercise. What happens when you exercise? Your body produces lactic acid. Lactic acid, you can run and exercise all day, and you will drop dead when you're 40. If you don't do what I do, do a watermelon detox and drink lime and lemon water. There are a lot of healthy people who exercise, and the lactic acid is produced when your muscles are burning calories. It produces a waste product. You got to take the trash out your own house, your body. If you don't take the trash, now this is the missing link for health. The missing link is everybody's eating healthy, they're doing all this great stuff, but they ain't taking the trash out. What happens in your house if you don't take the trash out your house? It gets stinky. You ever talk to somebody and they got stank breath? It's the intestines. You full of shiznits. That's why you got to do a colonic. You got to do a detox. You got to do something to get the shiznits out. Otherwise, it's going to infect your blood. And the impurity is going to leak over into your blood real slow. It ain't going to be all of a sudden. It may take 10 years. Then all of a sudden you're going to have chronic diseases, chronic problems, because the only thing you got to do is take out the trash. But how do you take out the trash? You take out the trash, again, by drinking water that is declustered. You can't drink just regular water. The water molecule must be empty. All water molecules are filled. They got minerals and enzymes in it. I know people that they only drink mineral water, and they pay $16 a bottle for something that's going to basically kill them. Because why? Can't see. Lack of knowledge. Same thing in the wealth department, same thing in the relationship department, same thing in the wisdom department. The ability to see. So in my life management system does one thing. It teaches you how to see. Now, you should be saying the same thing that I was saying to myself. I got clients, I'm teaching them how to see, but they still can't see. Why? If I'm such a good guru, and I got all of this knowledge and this gnosis, and I do, I like myself, I think I'm a pretty sharp dude. So I'm sharing this major knowledge and this major gnosis with everybody, right? And I got members that have been with me for a long time, and they still stuck like Chuck. They still in Groundhog's Day, keep repeating the same shit over and over and over and over again. No matter how much I talk to them, no matter how many one-on-ones we do, no matter how many shows they listen to, they still stuck like Chuck. Why? Have you ever wondered about the relationship between the human body and the light body? Well, the human body, physical, and the light body, spiritual, is controlled by a biological internet. It is wireless, a wireless communication system that uses light and sound, photons and phonons. Your genetic code, your DNA, works on grammar or language. It's called syntax and semantics or semitics. One of the first books, which is why I'm an etymologist, I'm trying to help you. One of the first books I wrote was a book on grammar, grammaria, and grammatus, which caused a lot of flack. And I explained in that book that human language is designed, the English language is designed. It is reverse engineered spirit. It's the language of the fallen angels. It's called Enochian. I have a book that explains Enochian, which simply means focused vibrational patterns. A word is a focused vibrational pattern. Now, I have my life management system that identifies the negative habit pattern. In the ancient text, they talked about all of the Vedics, all the shamans, all the Native Americans, they understood what we call Om. That's why they still do it. The Tibetan monks to this day can sit in a circle and say Om and meditate and do all this great stuff. Because what it does, they call it a fire ritual. It is called a Yagnas. Y-A-G-N-A-S. If you want to prove me wrong, right, go to Google, type in Y-A-G-N-A-S. Look it up. In the ancient text, they used to chant. Remember, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down in the Bible. He never fired a weapon. He never blew up anything. He used sound. So the ancient text talks about there is a specific pitch. Now, I talked about this. I said the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. That pitch, you don't got. That pitch can't be brought. That pitch is called righteous indignation. That pitch is called dunamis power. That pitch is what I teach. So when we do a one-on-one and I hear your voice, that pitch ain't in your voice. That's why I know your dogs don't hunt. Not you, but you know, people you know. Until you get that pitch in your voice, the walls can't come tumbling down. Now, we just broke down the word blood in the Bible means hama. I just broke that down 7 hours, which means to flood. The only way to release, according to the Bible, again, Hebrews 9:22. Now, everybody that listened to the series, you already know this, so I'm not going to waste no time repeating it. But for the people that didn't listen to all 7 parts, again, you might want to get the series. Email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The Bible that you read and love says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That word remission means to let go of bondage. It means to release from bondage. It means to let go of your ball and chain. It means the ability to move from being great to being greater. You can't do it unless there is a shedding of blood. Now, the word blood, yeah, don't mean what you've been taught, boo-boo. The word blood means mental disposition. Don't believe me? Triple dare you to look it up. Triple dare you to go to Google, not Google, BlueLetterBible.org, or Bible Gateway, or eSword, or break out that old school lexicon. I got a, you know, back in the day, I used to write everything down on 3x5 cards because I didn't have the internet. It's like I used to go to the library, man, and go to the CAD catalog. You youngsters, y'all young whippersnappers, y'all don't know nothing about that. That's old school shiznits. I had to look everything up, bro. Write it down on the freaking 3x5 card. You just go to Google and look it up. The joy of technology. But in the Helios Biblios, the original blood does not mean what you've been taught in Sunday school. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. That's good news. Because if you can wrap your brain around this, guaranteed tomorrow you'll be able to make a decision and you'll be able to implement it. Right now, you can tell me, Brother Will, I'm with you, dog. I'm going to join your course. I'm going to do this, man. I'm going to do that and the other. And I already know. Blowing smoke. Why? I did it for 50 years. I did not read about this shit in no book. I made promises and I did not keep them. Why? I did not understand. What did I not understand? That your head and your heart and your gut must be on the same page in order to release your ball and chain. That's called your negative habit pattern. Now, the negative, I took that word out. Because now I'm realizing everybody likes their pattern. I was the only one. So I made up in my system, I was telling everybody that, hey, dude, you got to identify your negative habit pattern. Everybody was telling me, bro, I ain't got one. My life is good. I was like, oh, satisfaction is the father of ignorance. They are ignoring it. They got a coping mechanism. So I wrote a book called Coping Mechanisms. So when people tell me, hey, Brother Will, life is great, brother, I say, really? Now, ask one question, especially if I like five. I like talking to fives. My daughter's a five. I was telling my daughter, Sade, I said, Sade, she had a business. She was making $100,000 a year when she was in her freaking 21, 22. She was miserable as hell. I said, Sade, you living your dream, got your daughter. You know, man, life is good. Why the hell are you pissed off all the time? She's a five. And I asked her one question. Sade, are you having fun? No. Why? She went to the same building every day, same time, same class. So I told her, Sade, get rid of that building. Turn your business into a mobile business. She did what I did. Now she's happy as a lark, just got married, living a dream. Why? She's a five. Fives need fun and adventure. Do you know who you are? See, right now you've settled. Now life is good. Your life, my daughter, life was good. So she was content with being great. Just like me, just like you. However, I'm here to tell you, boo-boo, there's greatness out there. And it's available for you. All you got to do is set your intention. The moment that you set your intention, what happens? you draw that into your life. That's all I did. I set my intention to be greater. The moment I did that, greater came to me. I did not go to it. See, the missing link is do not chase money. Do not chase health. Do not chase wisdom. Damn sure don't chase no women or no man. They should chase you. How? You become a single standing column of waveform energy. You become a light. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is why I miss everybody, because everybody, like me, we like gimmicks and gadgets. We want to, you know, do this clever marketing campaign. We want to find a need and fill it. Instead of pursuing purpose, we want to pursue people. We want to go to whether fish are biting. Instead of take your net and casting it on the right side. Let me be crystal clear. Stop looking for whatever you're looking for and just be what you designed, and people will look for you. See, the only reason the missing link is you're not being authentic. You're not being real. You're not being one. Now, let me make sure that you understand, because this sounds simple, and if it was really simple, everybody would be doing it. In the Bible, it says the only way to release or get out of jail card to stop Groundhog's Day is to flood your brain with your God-ordained destiny. That's the only way to get out. The only way to get out of Groundhog's Day and to activate your biological internet that communicates via light and sound, not words. Light and sound. The sound is spiritual. It's not based upon grammar. Grammar is a dumbed down system. That's what the Bible says. I have chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. The universe is based upon a vibrational pattern, similar to language, but this is a spiritual language. That's what the Bible says. When you talk in your spiritual language, speaking in tongues, I'm not talking about moving your mouth. I'm talking about what we call mental telepathy. That's the spiritual language that activates your cells. Do your cells have a voice box? No, they do not. So how do your cells communicate? However your blood cells communicate with each other, that's the way you're supposed to be communicating with God, because you're just a blood cell inside the body of Christ. Languages is the universe. What does that mean? Wealth is a language. Health is a language. Wisdom is a language. Do you know the language of money? Do you know the language of health? Do you know the language of wisdom? And do you know the language of relationships? See, this is called spiritual sound therapy, or as we will be talking about later on this year, spiritual acoustics. This is vocal profiling. Vocal means spiritual, means frequency. Frequency profiling. Your spirit has a vibration and a wave that can heal, that can fine-tune your health, that can control every bodily function. You don't need no physical invention. You don't need no surgery. You don't need no medicine. All you need is your vocare. That's your voice. That's your spiritual vibrational pattern. That establishes your vibrational behavior of your DNA. Now, this has been proven that the DNA responds to extremely focused, disciplined, and orderly light and sound. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Your DNA responds to extremely, see, you're not extreme enough. You're not intense enough. And you're not frequent enough. That's the missing link. So the DNA is not responding. Now remember, according to the Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, shedding of blood means to pour out a disposition. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no release from living without your light and share. Meaning, the only way to connect with your light and share is to flood your brain with your life management system, which is what I do for a living. which is why I recommend you join. And then after you join, I recommend you implement what you hear, which simply means that you model the behavior, but you got to see it. Now, I'm modeling the behavior in front of you. I'm modeling the behavior. If you need me to show you my earnings from my PayPal account, hey, I can do that. If you need to go to the gym with me and watch me exercise, I put a bunch of videos out. I'm on the treadmill all the time. You can see the day I was on the treadmill, I had to suckle on, I was running on like about 12, you know, on the thing, which most people, you know, 8 or 9 is pretty big, but you put that sucker on 12, yeah, try it. When I grabbed the heart rate monitor, it was at 181. Yeah, try that on for size. How intense is your workout, bro? How intense is your focus? You're not flooding. Now, remember, the only way to be released from Groundhog's Day, to stop repeating the same shitness over and over again. Oh, you're making money, but you make the same amount of money last year, and the year before that. How do you stop that? How do you start making more money? Flood. Frequently repeated, emotionally charged. This is, again, the law that we talked about during the series. This is the law of resonance and the law of grace. It simply states that the universe that we live in is controlled by vibration. Intense vibration. You got vibration, it's just not intense. What does that mean? Your heart is not in it. You don't love it. So let me ask again. What are you doing that you don't love? I got my money on everything. Everything you're doing, your heart's not in it. Because if it was, you would be moving forward. So the first thing you got to address is your heart. You see, DNA therapy, whatever it takes for your vibrations and your wave to be activated, is what your brain thinks. That changes your vibrational pattern or your vibrational behavior. Let me say it again in English. There must be a particular frequency that contains a set of instructions that allows you to perform a particular task in exchange for the task that you're performing now. Now, the man that you knew, the Master Teacher 33, Brother Will, the guy that you knew, I'm getting ready to go to another level. Why? I just saw another level. So I just came back from, you know, I've been doing traveling. So I just came back from Louisiana, and now I'm getting to go to California. Come back from California, then I'm going to Boise. Come back from Boise, I'll probably go hang out with Brother Rome in New Jersey. Come back from New Jersey, I'll probably go to Florida. Come back from Florida, why? Exposure. What am I doing? Probably go up and see Sister Ellen up in Connecticut or wherever she's at. Why? Exposure. What am I exposing myself to? Success. How do I get to the place where I can expose myself to success? I put a thought in my brain that said, I am a millionaire. And then my brain says, no, you are not. And then I told my brain that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And then I went to Hebrews, and I told my brain, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is acting as if. That means if you can put the picture in your brain, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And then my brain says, okay, that's good. Well, you're a millionaire. How are you going to get there? You ain't got no vehicle to drive. And then I put my vehicle that I'm going to drive. Now, there's a great book that I recommend everybody. Now, I have it inside of my system already, but it's called Wishcraft. Not Witch, but Wish. W-I-S-H. Written by Barbara Shear. S-H-E-R. She revised it. If you can find the old version, I like that version better because it has flow charts in it. Now, I used to use flow charts all the time when I first started this. I don't use flow charts anymore. My brain is a flow chart. The title of the book is called Wishcraft, How to Get What You Really Want. Now, I read this book many, 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 many years ago because I had a difficulty with establishing effective strategies that are practical and that I could implement. I had no idea coming up with creativity because I'm a three. But when it came time to implement that ideal, I did not have a step-by-step system or process. So I wrote out, and I did what Barbara Shear recommended inside of her book, which is you start to do the same thing that God does. You start at the end. What is the end? Let's say fitness. No, let's go to my goal, $1 million. So if I'm going to make $1 million a year, how am I going to do that? Well, you make a flow chart. You start at the end. I put a circle, and then I put $1 million in there. Then the next question is, according to her book, and which is what I do also, is you ask yourself, can I make $1 million today? Or do I have $1 million today? If the answer is no, if the answer is yes, you draw the circle and your mission is done. However you do it, you implement it. If the answer is no, you ask the next question, why not? What is prohibiting me from having $1 million today? When mine was, I do not have the 200 people that have paid me or that paid me $5,000. Now, you know, the life management system is $5,000. I didn't come up with that number because, you know, I just got out of bed and just thought that number up. I did the math. Now, if you do the math like I did and you multiply that 5 times 200, you're going to come up with this one meal. So the next question is, do I have 200 people today? Okay, answer is no. Next question is, how do you get 200 people? And then that is, do shows, do books, what I'm doing right now. What am I saying? Anybody can say that they are blank. You ask me, how do you lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Oh, I can write that off in my sleep because I've done it so many times. Some people ask me, well, Brother Will, how do you do it? And the first thing I do, cut out all sugar. I say, well, what do you mean? I remember, extreme. It must be extreme. The only difference between me and you, I'm extreme, you're not. Your genes only respond. Now, remember, this extremely focused light and sound is based upon focus, extreme discipline, extreme order. So all of my millionaire friends that I'm getting ready to go, I'm going like I'm saying before, and I'm not saying this because of, I just like to hear myself talk. I'm repeating it on purpose because I'm no different from you. So if I'm getting ready to go hang out with people that are, got boats and yachts and all this stuff, you can do the same thing if that curl your toes. That's one of the things that curl my toes. What is that? The ability to provide and protect for my family. The ability to buy nice things for my wife, the ability to take my children, help my son in college, the ability to, make sure I pay my car note on time. The ability to do things requires this medium of exchange. That's the only reason I don't worship money. I don't even want money. I just want what money does. I'm interested in that. I want to be able to walk up a flight of stairs. I'm not really interested in that. I want to make sure that I'm not carrying around an extra, 30 pounds around my gut. I want to make sure that my heart rate stays. My resting heart rate right now, it's about 1 beat per second. Come out about 60, maybe a little less. Sometimes like 58. Every doctor I know says like, damn, dude, that's excellent. Okay, good. So then I'm not interested in being healthy. I just want to do the things that allow me to be active. Take care of my children, take care of myself. I don't want to be around in a wheelchair. I don't want to be sitting around, having to go see no doctor. I don't want to be hooked up to no freaking breathing machine. I ain't doing that. So therefore, I'm focused on implementing whatever I got to do to ensure I can walk up a flight of stairs when I'm 80. What are you doing? I'm interested in wisdom. So I went to traditional things, and I've done traditional stuff, and I came home, and I couldn't pay my light bill by saying the Our Father prayer. I tried the faith movement. I was in it for a long time. They said, you name it and claim it. They said, just believe it. So I did. I went out there, I laid hands on that car, and I said, in Jesus' name, nothing happened. Now, it may work for you. I'm not saying, yeah, do you, boo-boo. All I'm saying, that faith movement, it didn't work for me. Name it and claim it, all that John Avanzini stuff and Creflo Dollar, all the stuff they teach, that dog didn't hunt for me. Now, it may hunt for you, but it didn't hunt for me. Therefore, I discontinued it. I only do shit that works. I recommend the same thing. immediate measurable results. That's the missing link. The missing link is it's not frequent enough, it's not intense enough, and there is no training. There's no system. There is no modus operandi. There is no step-by-step process, which is why I have the life management system to teach you intensity. Because everybody I know, not everybody, but a lot of people, they happy being non-intense. It takes a little effort to get your heart rate up to 180. Yeah, it takes a little effort. May not be comfortable the first couple of times you do it. That's why people don't do it. It may be a little uncomfortable to tell the clients that don't pay you, you might want to go ahead and, join somebody else's system, because I got clients that do pay me. And I'm increasing the prices because I got clients that see the value in it. I got clients that tell me they see the value in me, but then they don't invest in me. Not me as a person. My products, my service, and my information. See, you can talk, but can you implement? That's the difference between millionaires and people that make $100,000 a year. Millionaires, they implement. They're doers. I realized that I was a good talker, but doing, not so much. So I had to amp up my focus, amp up my discipline, amp up my order. I had to amp up my frequency, had to amp up my intensity, had to amp up my training. When I did that, bam. But where did it all start, though? What's the missing link? Intention. Your intention is not intense enough. That's the difference between the haves and the have-nots. Your vibration, there's a particular frequency that contains the instruction. That's the tone in your voice. That determines the speed of your choice. So all intuition, all self-healing, all light aura activation. I am a light aura activation specialist, which simply means I use telepathy to activate your biological computer so that way you do not go through life using blind faith. I used to do that dog would hunt because there's something called fear because it's blind. You can't see. You can only be what you can see. If you got a belief system that you can't see, the dog don't hunt. So now I have an absolute spiritual and scientific system called Eagerly Advancing Godly Living and Exercise, scripturally and scientifically, the Eagles Club. And in the Eagles Club, there are four systems of distribution. And the systems of distribution are wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So anybody who talks the language that I talk will be wealthy. Anybody that talks the language, there's the language of wealth. What is the language of wealth? Let me tell you the language of wealth. The language of wealth is if I gave you, let's say, $10,000, and I told you to put that $10,000 in your pocket, how would you feel? Whatever the answer to that question is, that is the language of wealth. If I told you your blood pressure was 120 over 80, your cholesterol was great, that every organ in your body functioned according to your purpose, you have no arthritis, that you was the exact height and weight that all your dogs hunt bodily, that there was no pains and nothing, whatever that feeling is, that's the language of health. If I told you you were all-knowing, that you knew the secrets of life, that you knew whether or not Jesus really walked the planet or not, that you knew whether the disciples are real, they can't find no grave sites of none of the disciples, not one. If I told you the secret to that, I told you that if I answered every question that you had about religion, about science, about spirituality, about theology, about astrophysics, about, hermeneutics, about, histology, if I answered every question and backed it up with proof, how would you feel? Whatever the answer to that question is, feel that right now. If I told you that whatever the person of your dream, if that person was whatever your definition, not your definition, the biblical definition. If I told you that that person loved you unconditionally, meaning that there is nothing that you could do, that that person would say, I'm sorry, we got to go see the lawyers. Now think about that. That's called unconditional love. Now they say that exists. It's very, 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 very difficult. But it does exist. Now, let me make sure you understand. Because you got to do it too. In order to receive it, you got to give it. Give, and it shall be given. So if you can give that feeling to the universe gives the feeling back to you in the form of the product, the service, or the information. That is the secret. Give, and it shall be given. So if you can give wealth, guess what? Bam, you get it back. If you can give health, doesn't matter how you feel physically. See, the problem is the outside demonstration, demon, is overriding the inside revelation. Right now, the inside, what I'm telling you, your bank account says, you ain't got no money in there, and you believe it. I don't. If you can act as if and establish the frequency, it must change the outside reality. It must. I am living proof. I'm living the dream right now. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. And I am in a toe-curling relationship right now. And it started in my head first before it ever manifested in my hands. That's the missing link. If you can understand the language of wealth, the universe, the language of the universe, the inability to manage that emotion, however, is the kiss of death. Because the universe only responds to an emotional mind. If your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. So my brothers and my sisters, the missing link to healing yourself, to increasing your wealth, to having wisdom and to connecting with God, yourself, and with others, the missing link is your intention that controls your thoughts. The ability to communicate via phonons and photons, that's the missing link. That's how you change your genetic expression. Phonons and photons. A phonon is sound. A photon is light. Those are frequency waves. Light is a frequency. Wave is a frequency. It's not physical. The ability to speak non-physical. Now, I'm going to break it down way deeper when we get into the series on spiritual acoustics. And then the granddaddy, which I'm saving for later on this year, we get to the series dealing with the Holy Grail, Grid Master. You must be a Grail Grid Engineer. If you're not, your dogs don't hunt. Without mastering your own grill, I ain't talking about the grill in your mouth, I'm talking about the Grail, G-R-A-I-L. That controls the grid, G-R-I-D. And it must be done telepathically. Oh, we're going to break it down. Stay tuned. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Please pick up the seven-hour series on genetic engineering. Cost is $100. If you didn't pick it up during the early registration period, regular cost is $100. Just go to the website or email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, to pick up that seven-hour series. It breaks down deeper what we just talked about today. And brothers, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will. Not about it. I will see you. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Tripping. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.